Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh has long been a popular campaign stop for presidential candidates, and more than 150 years ago, our region introduced a new political party to the nation. In the mid-1800s, with the issue of slavery and dissatisfaction of President Franklin Pierce's administration boiling over, a group of Pittsburgh area men began to discuss solutions to the nation's political woes. Made up of disgruntled Whig Party members, prominent newspaper editors, and businessmen, the group planned a new political party honoring the core values of the Republic. The group, which became known as the Republican Party, fought hard to stop the spread of slavery and consolidate with other like-minded groups throughout the country. The editor of the Pittsburgh Gazette spread the word to newspaper colleagues around the country and met with Ohio's governor to discuss a national convention. The Republican Party gathered at Pittsburgh's Lafayette Hall, an L-shaped building at Wood and 4th Streets, for the first Republican National Convention in February of 1856. Members at the two-day meeting in Pittsburgh included prominent politicians, abolitionists, and top newspaper figures from around the country. The group drafted important principles of the party and arranged a second convention in Philadelphia later that year, where they would nominate the first Republican Party presidential candidate, the famous explorer John C. Fremont. Although Fremont lost to Democratic candidate James Buchanan in the 1856 election, 4 years later, the Republicans successfully nominated a relatively unknown newcomer, Abraham Lincoln.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.